VWISE helps women with military ties discover a passion and develop the skills needed to get a small business up and running. It's done in three phases, first through a 15-day online course, followed by a 3-day training event, and then ongoing mentorship. The training phase is being held in Buffalo this weekend. Misty Stutzman is with Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families.
This is also something that's great for women while they're in, or if, you know, for military spouses. I think that being able to craft their own vocation and actually have a job as they move from location to location to location then does ease kind of that transition as well for them as they're getting out, because there's something that, you know, is there.
Among those scheduled to participate is Jessica Brown. Her family previously lived in the Buffalo area. She now resides in Cleveland and owns the business Wood Thingamajigs. She tells WBFO her business began by fortuity. Her woodworking caught the attention of friends who suggested they would buy some, as would others. But Brown, who is also a disabled veteran, admits she needed to learn the how-tos of running a small business, and that's what drew her to VWISE.
Any chance you get to network is obviously good, especially when you're trying to build a business. Making those connections with other female veterans, it's always good. And more guidance on building this company and being an entrepreneur.
When asked about advantages a veteran startup business owner may have over a non-veteran, Brown suggests it's not in their nature to give up. Women interested in learning more about VWISE can find the link at our own website, wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.